Okay, so we're moving into the bracha of Al Tzadikim. And this bracha of Al Tzadikim corresponds to the bracha of Slach Lanu in that it refers to the people who already have done tshuva and have been forgiven. Rav Yitzhak Kirzner explains why this bracha follows Olam Alshinim. And he says, unfortunately, there are individuals within the Jewish people who are our own enemies and who are devoted to destroying Judaism. The previous bracha referred to them. This bracha refers to those who suffer most from the destructive among us. The contributions to Klal Yisrael are undermined by the sinners in the previous bracha. And as soon as these sinners, these heretics, are put in their proper place and their influence is diminished, the righteous can immediately take over. Their influence can then nurture the Jewish people in the way that it should. And the Torah notes that this bracha is unique, that it contains all the letters of the Aleph Beis. And this indicates that Hashem should treat us compassionately in the merit of the righteous scholars who immerse themselves in the study of Torah written with these letters. This is the 13th bracha of Shmona Esrei, because in it we ask Hashem, may your compassion be aroused. And Hashem's compassion is composed of the Yud Gimel Midos. Moreover, the numerical value of Ahava, love, is 13, as in the value of Echad. And this symbolizes that when we arouse our love for Hashem, who is the one and only Hashem, His compassion will be aroused toward us. And we start the bracha al tzadikim v'al chasidim. The word tzaddik describes the highest level of human perfection, as we know v'tzaddik yisod olam, and from the pasuk of v'ameich kulam tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are people who live exactly the way Hashem wants them to live. The tzaddikim are those outstanding individuals who nevertheless may make a mistake once in a while. As we know, ki odom ein tzaddik ba'aretz, asher yaseh tov lo yecheta, there's no tzaddik in the world that will do good and never sin. However, he is nonetheless still called a tzaddik. Chasidim refers to the next highest level of righteousness. While not rising to the level of tzaddikim, this group consists of those outstanding individuals who love Hashem to such an extent that they act with nimishur sadin, they do more in the area of mitzvos and ma'isim tovim than people are required to do. Rav Avraham Chaim Fourier says that most commentaries explain that this list that we daven here is in ascending order of prominence. First we daven for the tzaddik, who scrupulously follows the letter of the law. Then we daven for the welfare of the chassid, who goes beyond the letter of the law. In this sense, the tzaddik is motivated by yira, by fear of punishment. So he does only what is necessary to avoid transgression. The chassid, however, is motivated by intense ahava, love of Hashem, and will do everything in his power to give Hashem pleasure. V'al ziknei amcha beis Yisrael, the elders are not necessarily more advanced in years, but are the talmidei chachamim and gedolei haTorah of our people, as we say, ein zaken el shekana chachma. These are the people to whom we can turn to answer our questions and instruct us as to the letter and spirit of the Torah. Rav Yehuda ben Yaakov explains, the elders are a level above the righteous and devout, who are essentially private citizens. The elders deserve special recognition because they have accepted the responsibility of leadership. Some examples that are given are Shlich Tzibon, who regularly leads the Tzibor in davening, a Gabbai, a rabbinical judge. And the Gemara tells us that Zaken is an acronym for Zeh Kana Chochma. And unless he's well-versed in Torah, one is not qualified to be an elder of the Jewish community. Yehuda ben Yaakov also says that one should also daven at this moment for the welfare of all elderly people who are sick or frail and require special divine care and assistance. Valpleita sofrehem. The word sofrehem refers to people who teach children Torah. However, in its extended form, it includes all teachers of Torah. And those select individuals who choose to teach Torah are called pleitim, the few remaining ones, because most people do not become Torah teachers since their task is usually not appreciated and does not pay well. Nevertheless, the sofrim, the Torah teachers of Klal Yisrael, are of such importance that without them, we would cease to exist as Am Yisrael. And Rishim Schwab says that after we're mispalel for the Ziknei Amcha Beis Yisrael, who are indispensable to us in our efforts to lead our lives in accordance with the letter and spirit of Torah indeed and thought, we're mispalel for the select few remaining Torah teachers of our children, the Pleitas of Rehim, the Rebbeim who practice their holy craft with Mesiris Nefesh out of love of teaching Torah. Rav Yehuda ben Yaakov says that these are the astounding Torah scholars who guide the entire Jewish world. And the Gemara instructs us instructs us to daven for their welfare every day of the year, because they toil in Torah, which weakens them physically, and they are susceptible to illness. And Rashi explains that that Gemara specifically is referring to this phrase in the Tefillah. The Sfaradi text reads, "Val pleitas besofrehem," those who escaped of the academy of their scholars. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov explains that this is a reference to Balei Tshuva, who escaped from homes and schools that were under the influence of non-Jewish scholars and teachers. Valgeri had said that while we daven for the welfare of the Jewish leaders who are on top of our social order, we must never forget to respect even the most recent converts who are just entering the social structure. And we're now davening for those who joined Klal Yisrael only out of a desire to become part of Am Yisrael. Rav Shimon Schwab says this tefillah does not only refer to the external Geirim, but it also includes our internal Geirim, which are the Balei Tshuva. A Jew becomes a new person after the Tshuva of Yom Kippur, and he is therefore called a Ger, as the Torah says by Yom Kippur, V'hager hager b'sochechem. Formerly, he had only been living amongst the Jewish people. Now, after his Tshuva, he is considered a Ger, and these Balei Tshuva are included in this tefillah. V'aleinu, finally we come to the last level of this list, ourselves, the simple, ordinary, everyday Jew. We identify ourselves with the righteous to remind us that the mission of every Jew is to become a tzaddik. One must strive to maximize his potential and behave as righteously as possible. Yehemu rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu. We ask Hashem to activate His mercy. We know that Hashem is Malei Rachamim, but we do not always feel His mercy. The Rachamim of Hashem, like the air we breathe, is always there. We could not live without it. However, we feel the ear only when the wind blows. And we ask Hashem to make His mercy evident to all the aforementioned. Rav Chaim Fourier says that some texts add the word na of please and say Yehemu na rachamecha. However, the Torah and the Kolbo state that this bracha has exactly 42 words, implying that they delete the extra word na, as is the Rambam and the Avudraham. 42 is the numerical value of the word bum. The Beis is for Bereishis, the beginning of the written Torah. The Mem is for Me'emasai, the beginning of the oral Torah. And this alludes to the fact that one can be a truly devout and righteous scholar if he masters both the written and oral Torahs. V'sein sachatov l'chol abodchem v'shimcha be'emes. Here we add an additional category, that of those who truly trust in your name. And the name of Hashem, as we've mentioned in the past, always means that which He reveals to us about Himself. The human mind cannot conceive the essence of Hashem. And the meaning of B'tochon Be'emes is that a person truly places his trust in Hashem in good times as well as bad. But if one experiences fear when facing a dangerous situation, his B'tochon cannot be called Be'emes because he has not truly placed his trust in Hashem. Rather, that would be called B'tochon B'sheker. And we ask here that Hashem give these people who are B'tochon B'shimcha Be'emes a good reward, meaning a reward that can be shared with others. And the good reward is that one is so filled with B'tochon in Hashem that he can inspire others to have true B'tochon. Rav Avram Chaim Fourier says that in order to be in the category of the tzaddikim and chassidim, simple emunah is not enough. One must have absolute B'tochon, trust in Hashem, and complete faith that He alone is in control of every detail of life and nothing happens against his will. Trust is belief translated into action, meaning that one is not content with abstract belief, but conducts himself accordingly in his business and other practical affairs. The Ramban formulated this axiom of faith, kol haboteach ma'amin velo kol hama'amin boteach. Everyone who trusts surely believes, but not everyone who believes trusts. V'sim chalkeinu imahem. Unquestionably, every believing Jew has some measure of betachon, as we start and end every day with the words Hashem li velo ira. However, most people have not yet developed B'tochon to the level where it can be called B'tochon Be'emes. So we ask Hashem here to help us attach ourselves to those who have B'tochon Be'emes so that they may inspire us likewise to elevate our own level of B'tochon. Ula'olam lo nevosh ki v'chav atachnu. Rav Shimon Schwab says his minhag was to include la'olam in this phrase. However, we really include the word la'olam with the last phrase, meaning that we're asking Hashem to help us achieve a level of betachon that will allow us to face the heavenly tribunal in Olam Haba without any shame when we're asked, did you truly have betachon in Hashem? And we daven here that our answer could be in the affirmative. Rav Chaim Fourier says that one who puts his faith in people feels ashamed because he is shown to be helpless on his own. But one who puts his trust in Hashem experiences no shame at all because no one can accomplish anything without Hashem's help. And the bracha closes, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mishon Umiftach LaTzadikim. We conclude this bracha by making reference to the tzadikim about whom the bracha began. You are the support and the source of trust for the righteous. Rav Shimon Schwab says that as little as we may think of ourselves, and as much as we are aware of our shortcomings, again, one should never sell themselves short, but we should always aspire to become tzaddikim. When one says Shema Yisrael or starts Shemona Esrei with Baruch Atah Hashem, he should mentally ask Hashem to help him to become a tzaddik. The best wish one can give a parent upon the birth of a child is, I hope your child will become a tzaddik. However, we cannot accomplish this ourselves. To become a tzaddik requires a crutch, that of the support of Hashem. And the same applies to betachon. The achievement of true betachon, in which one has absolutely no fear of anything, in his accomplishment that cannot be done alone. It again requires the help of Hashem. Normal human beings are beset with anxieties and fears of dangers that surround them. We are not supermen who can simply wash away our fears. But if a person makes a sincere effort to have true betachon, Hashem will help him achieve his goal. Rav Avram ben Hagro says, Hashem is the miftach, the assurance of the righteous, so that they can rest assured that eventually their faith will be requited and they will see the salvation of Hashem. But meanwhile, they're suffering. How will they preserve through the troubles of the present? And for that, Hashem is their mishon, he's their mainstay. He fortifies them with the power to endure adversity. The cardinal rule of a successful tefillah is that its efficacy depends upon how complete a person relies on Hashem. Rav Nachman of Breslov emphasized that a person who depends on others will never daven properly. If he feels that his livelihood depends on his employer, he won't turn to Hashem with his whole heart. If he's insecure and needs other people for emotional support, his tefillah is easily diluted. The person who depends upon mortal man for anything will find it very difficult to daven, because he's essentially plagued by a host of insincere motives that limit his prayer's effectiveness. Even the tefillos of the most righteous tzaddikim can be disturbed by the slightest trace of dependence on other people. And we'll close with two stories that actually tie into this thought, and then the homework. Rav Yecheskel Halberstam of Shinova, he was the son of Rav Chaim Sanzer, was traveling to Eretz Yisrael. And before he left, one of his chassidim presented him with a promissory note for several thousand ruble, saying, no doubt the Rebbe will be in need of funds. With this note, the Bank of Constantinople will give you whatever you need. When Rav Yecheskel arrived in Constantinople, he felt that he cannot daven properly, and he traced the disturbance to the note, which was interfering with his concentration. He immediately took it out from his pocket and tore it up, so as not to be relying in any way on flesh and blood. After that, he was able to daven with full devotion, as he was accustomed. Another incident occurred while he was still on board the ship. Rav Yecheskel had made an acquaintance of a certain wealthy Jew. The latter, wishing to help the Rebbe, gave him his business card, on which he had written the address of certain high officials in Eretz Yisrael who could help Rav Yecheskel if needed. A short while after taking this card, the Rebbe began to feel that as long as the card was in his pocket, he could not think with his usual clarity. So without hesitation, he dropped the card overboard in the water. And we see that, you know, if a tzaddik has the trouble concentrating when someone is helping him and he's not necessarily looking for that help, how much more so if we sometimes think we're believing, but in reality are really relying on other sources, whether it's ourselves thinking of Kochi V'Yotzim Yadi, or it's other people in our lives, in our circles, that they're going to be the ones to help us through, then we see how easily our tefillos, you know, can become diluted. But if we truly trust that Hashem is the only source for anything that can happen to us, good or bad, and then we turn to Him in that fashion, then He will answer those tefillos that we turn to Him with. And obviously the homework is to, at some point during the week, during one of the Shemoneh Esreis, to think a little bit about what the bracha of Al Tzadikim is, what we're saying, and, you know, and understand a little more of what this bracha is.